everybody, and welcome to Sharks Pond, a South Park podcast. I am your host, Bill, and like I said last time around, getting into season 27, and that is now. It's been 6 months since the first episode, which means it is officially time to review it. And I'm going to get to that episode in just a little bit, but I think we need to do a little bit of a time travel to kind of go back to from where we were the last time did an episode review all the way to now. So the last episode, not special, the last episode that was reviewed was Spring Break. That episode aired back in March of 2023. Well, since then, let's see. Ukraine and Russia still fought. We had a war between Hamas and Israel with people siding with the group that initiated the attack. Kind of a weird thing. Oh, and we had the 2024 presidential election. So, the 2024 election was originally going to be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. It was going to be part two. However, Biden did absolutely terrible in the first debate with Trump. It was so bad that Biden withdrew from the race on July 21st, 2024. He became the first incumbent president to withdraw since Lyndon B. Johnson in 1968. So, the Democrats are like, okay, well, we gotta have somebody. We gotta have somebody go against Trump. Because Trump had won the primaries for the Republicans and won the nomination. Well, you see, the Democrats didn't do that. Didn't have enough time. And they just went with Kamala Harris. Which is kind of like, really? This is the best you've got? And I want to say this right now for all the new listeners. I bash anybody that deserves it. If you think I'm just bashing Democrats, don't worry. I will be bashing Republicans a little later in this episode. But this is the problem that I noticed for years with the Democratic Party, is they feel like they could just put somebody in and everything's going to be okay for them. Everything's going to be fine with them. That's not how it works. So Kamala, who in the 2020 race, the primary, never even won a primary state, gets the nomination. And then when she had the chance to pick a very good running mate as vice president, ended up going with Tim Walz. Yeah, people will try and say, oh, Kamala had a chance, blah, blah, blah. She really didn't. She really didn't have a chance. Trump ended up winning the election. He ended up getting 312 electoral votes. Kamala got 226. To break it down, Trump got 31 states plus Maine's second district. And he won the popular vote. Won the popular vote. Meanwhile, Kamala got 19 states plus D.C. and the second district of Nebraska. So, Trump won the election and, you know, Trump's back in power. Trump's back in control. And to me, this is where people are like, oh, it's going to be worse, blah, 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 blah. How do you know, like at the time, how do you know it's going to be worse? Like, really, how do you know? Now, of course, as we go on, you know, there's probably going to be signs that are like, eh, okay, yeah, it did get a little worse. But still, I mean, to be fair, and I'm sure I'm going to get bashed for this, but I really don't care. I'd rather have Trump than Kamala as president. I really would. Because if Kamala was president, I think the country would be in a much worse shape. Much worse shape. But anyway, like I said, I will get back to bashing Republicans a little bit later on. So, just to show you, I'm a nice guy. So, after almost 2.5 years, South Park finally announces we're doing a brand new season. And there was a lot of talk with them and Paramount, which owns Comedy Central, among other things. And the boys got to work, and what they worked on is this first episode, which may be one of the best, season premiere episodes this show has ever done. So the episode I will be reviewing this week is Sermon on the Mount. That is the episode. And normally, again, you know, I give a toast for the new season, which I'm going to. And normally I do it with a bottle of Mike's Hard Lemonade. However, because at the time of this episode, at the time that I'm recording this, it is ridiculously cold. I did not go out and get myself a bottle of Mike's. So I got a glass of water. So let's raise whatever we're drinking, and let's give a toast to season 27 of South Park. May it be a good and fun season to review, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to it. All right, well, let's get to it. This is Sermon on the Mount. The episode originally aired on July 23rd, 2025, and was written and directed by Trey Parker. And our episode begins at Cartman's house. Cartman wakes up, and he tells his Alexa to turn on his favorite radio station. Well, it turns on, and there's a lot of static. I wonder why. So Cartman goes down to the kitchen and tells his mom that the radio station is not working. And she tells him that the president has canceled funding for NPR. And Cartman's like, what? But that's my favorite radio station. I love to hear liberal lunatics bitching about everything. And he goes to the bus stop where Kyle and Kenny are. And this is such a good scene. I wish I had the clip for it, but I don't. I only have one clip for this episode that I will play later. And he's going like, why would you stop funding NPR? You know, they've got all these people coming on and they're bitching and they're complaining. And Kyle has this look on his face like, really? You're going to bitch to me about this? And one of the things he mentioned was the Jews, and it's like, really? You're just going to just bitch to me about this? So they get to the school, and we are told that there is an emergency assembly. Well, not really an emergency assembly, but it is an assembly. So everyone gets there, and PC principal is there. And Cartman's like, all right, everything's not, you know, we haven't given up yet. PC principal's here. And during the time, PC principal has become a Christian. So he is no longer politically correct principal, but he is now to be referred to as powerful Christian principal. So, and this has got everybody shocked. And then he brings in a special guest. It's Jesus. Jesus is there. And, you know, Jesus is talking, and PC principal is like, fuck yeah! You tell him, Jesus! Yeah! And it's just like, this show is just on the run. It just goes on, and there's no stopping this episode. So, Stan gets home, tells them about the whole thing with Jesus, and Randy is like, yeah, I don't know about this. I don't think this is such a good idea. So, as that goes on, Cartman talks to Butters, and he says to him, woke is dead. Like, woke is dead. And he's afraid that, like, everything's gonna go for the worse and all that. And he just can't really take it anymore. You know, like, everything used to be so different, and now it's the complete opposite. And he just can't deal with it anymore. So the adults are at the bar, Skeeter's bar, and they're talking about how, you know, everything's gone to shits, basically. And they use the R word and the F word, which I refuse to use, except for the respective episodes that I needed to use them for. You guys can go into the archives and find out why I refuse to say the R word and the F word. So it gets to the point where they're like, you know what? We're going to go confront this son of a bitch right now. So they got bats, broken bottles, umbrellas, you name it, they got it. So they go down the street and they go to this house. And they're like, open up! Open the door. So Randy kicks the door down. And this truly is one of the greatest scenes, I think, in the history of the show. Because it is unbelievably hilarious how this is done. So they open the door. Here's Mr. Garrison and Rick. Just sitting on the couch. And they're like, hey, why aren't you running the country? And Garrison's like, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm just watching White Lotus. And it's like, weren't you reelected? Well, yeah, I did. And then Rick's like, oh, he's given up on the political stuff. So it's so great because, you know, of those previous seasons where Garrison was Trump. And it's like, that was such a well-done thing that when they go to the house and it's like, well, he's the president, right? No, he kind of gave that up. He kind of gave that career up. So they're all like, well, if he's not running the country, then who's the dumb son of a bitch that is running the country? We go to the White House, and they're playing a particular song from the South Park movie that was sung many, many years ago. And the Prime Minister of Canada comes in. And he complains about how, you know, the president can't put tariffs on Canada. And the president turns around and it's Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump. But what's great about this is they do it in the way of Saddam Hussein, who was so made fun of in the early years of South Park. And it's just so perfect because, you know, you can't really do like a South Park type character of Donald Trump. It's got to be different. And here they did it absolutely perfectly, I thought. And Trump's like, hey, relax, gang. And then he goes out and he sees the artist that's painting a portrait of him. And he notices that there's a small penis in the picture. So he throws the artist and the person that's kind of directing the artist out. And he threatens to sue them. And then he goes to his bedroom and, hey, Satan is back. Hey, remember Satan? Remember when he was killed off by Man Bear Pig many years ago? Yeah. He's back. So Trump is, you know, kind of in charge and slaps Satan for talking about his small penis. So we go to the next day. Cartman has this shirt on that says woke is dead. Oh my God, that is so good. Such a good shirt. I honestly, if that shirt really isn't for sale, I wish it was, because I think they might be able to get some money off of that. So Cartman goes to Stark's Pond, and he sits on a bench, and Butters goes to him, and he's like, well, don't get upset. Everything's going to be all right. And Kurt's like, no, no, it's not. It's not. Woke is done. Woke is done. Woke is dead. It's not going back that way. And Butters is like, everything's going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And then Cartman just straight up tells Butters, look, I'm thinking about killing myself. And you. I'm going to kill you too. And Butters is like, wait, what? So Cartman basically tells Butters, if everything is not back to being woke by Tuesday, I'm going to kill the both of us. Oh, boy. So meanwhile, PC Principal has a meeting with Mr. Marsh. It's not Randy, it's Stan. And Stan is in the principal's office sitting next to Jesus. And there is this talk. The whole thing is, Stan is only there because when Jesus was in the cafeteria the other day, they told Jesus there was not enough space at the table for Jesus to sit. And it's like, oh, yeah, you could have let Jesus in. And Stan's trying to make the argument. No, there wasn't any space at the table. And PC Principal's like, you could have let Jesus in. So then PC Principal tells Stan that he has got to accept Jesus or he will be expelled from school. You know, That's the kind of thing. I'm gonna backtrack for a minute. That's the kind of thing I would have maybe expected 20 years ago. I don't know why. That just would have been a story. But it wasn't, thankfully. So Stan then goes, I accept Jesus into my heart and in the school. And then PC principal goes, and at the lunch table. What? And at the lunch table. So as this is going on, Randy calls the president and he talks about the whole, you know, letting Jesus in and all that. And Trump threatens to sue the town for $5 billion. And it's like, oh, shit. So then Trump goes back to his room, goes back to Satan, and Satan mentions, you know, how he's seen on Instagram, you know, about the Epstein files, which I'm sure is going to come up at some point in this recording in 2026. I'm not sure about this season, maybe season 28 a little later, but we'll wait and see. But yeah, the town is being sued for $5 billion. Meanwhile, we go to Butter's house where he's playing with his trucks when his mom tells him that Cardman is there waiting to play with him. And Butters is like, oh my God, it's Tuesday. Oh no. And Butters tries to get out of this. And his mom is like, Butters, you've got to stop being antisocial. You can't do this to your friends. So he goes to the garage. And Cartman is in the car, looking like he's dead. I wish I could do the face, but this is an audio podcast and, you know, can't see my face. But if I could make a sound, it'd be like, it would sound kind of like that. But Cartman isn't dead. He tells Butters to get into the other side of the car. And Butters is like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So he basically, you know, Butters gets to the other side of the car. And Cartman's like, well, We're going to do it. So there is this hose that Cartman has connected to the car. And he sucks into the hose. And he gives it to Butters. And Butters sucks into the hose. And he sucks into it again. And Cartman's like, well, it's only a matter of time. Only a matter of time before we die. We'll see where we get with that in a moment. And then we go to 60 Minutes. Oh my God, they made fun of 60 Minutes so good. So 60 Minutes, you know, the theme song is basically the clock. But there is a bomb attached to the clock. It's like, you're watching 60 Minutes. You're watching 60 Minutes. Yeah, you know. And then the two reporters are there, and it's like, yeah, you know, there's a town that is going against the president, and the president's suing them for $5 billion, which is not a bad thing at all. I don't know why the town is going against Trump. So then they go to this reporter, and the reporter is like, I don't know about this. This town is rallying against the stuff Trump has done, which he's done a really good job. He's done a tremendous job. I don't know why they're doing this. So then they go to some of the townspeople. They interview Randy. They interview the guy whose name I completely forget. And then they go to Butter's parents. And they talk about something completely off topic. But it is, the ending is so funny. So basically they talk about how, you know, they're trying to help the environment and they've got an electric car. And then the very next shot is Cartman and Butter sitting in the electric car. Oh my god! That has to be one of the funniest things this show has ever done. And the best part is, number one, Cartman doesn't know it's an electric car. Butters probably forgot it's an electric car. And they're just sitting there like, yeah, body's trying to project. Last few hours, then we're going to die. Body's rejecting. So now I'm going to go back and I'm going to play this clip. And this is where South Park just really takes it to everybody. To Trump, to Paramount, to basically whoever. And I think if you have seen this, I think you know the scene I'm talking about. If you haven't, well, just enjoy it.
Park. More and more citizens are uniting in solidarity against what they call the president's oppression. The townspeople are saying things are never hopeless, that they must all stand strong for what they believe in. We're in this for the long haul, guys. This is about what's right, and we will fight even if we have to do it alone.
Wait, we don't have to do it alone. Look!
I just want to point out, there's like one or two people that don't turn their back when Gerald's like, look up in the sky. Just wanted to mention that. Okay.
It's Jesus.
Break bread with me. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
No, just eat the bread and listen. I didn't want to come back and be in the school, but I had to because it was part of a lawsuit and the agreement with Paramount.
The president suing you?
The guy can do whatever he wants now that someone backed down, okay? Eat the bread, eat the bread. You guys saw what happened to CBS? Yeah, well, guess who owns CBS? Paramount. You really want to end up the culprit? You guys gotta stop being stupid.
We can't understand you.
Just shut up. We're going to get canceled, you idiots.
Tom, they're calling it the Sermon on the Mount. Hundreds of South Park faithful are flocking to the area where Jesus Christ continues to speak his words of wisdom.
If someone has the power of the presidency and also has the power to sue and take bribes, then he can do anything to anyone. It's the fucking president, dude! All of you shut the fuck up! South Park is over! It's fucking over! Just stop and shut the fuck up!
Okay. So, this whole scene is really good. Because it's Parker and Stone going after Paramount, going after CBS, going after Trump, basically going after everybody all in one scene. But to be fair, though, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert never really was that good. It never really was that funny. It was so to the left. And my feelings were not hurt when I heard that he was being canceled. And I still don't have any feelings about it. So anyway, so the town gets to the law firm of Taylor, Broflovsky, and Swift. Wonder if any of you caught that little Easter egg there. So Gerald is on the phone with the president, and they basically settle the lawsuit. So instead of the $5 billion that Trump was suing the town for. They settle on $3.5 million, which the whole town, or the town's like, yeah, you know, okay, $3.5 million, that's fair. We could do $3.5 million. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. But at the same time that they have to pay the $3.5 million, they have to produce pro-Trump commercials. And they do one, or they show one, where Trump is walking through the desert, and he strips off his clothes, and he lays down, and his alleged small penis is there, and gets Trump back up, and gets going again. So, yeah. That's a commercial right there. And then, to wrap things up, we go back to Cartman and Butters, who are still in the electric truck. And Cartman's like, "Butters, I love you, man. I love you." And that is the end of Sermon on the Mount. Okay, so when I originally did this with Fro 6+ months ago, loved it. Loved this episode. Still good. It is still good. It's just there are so many good jokes. And I'm not even talking about Trump. I'm talking about the whole, like, Jesus thing, the attempt suicide, finding out it's an electric car, them invading Garrison's home when Garrison isn't even in politics anymore. It is just so damn good. This is one of the best season premieres this show has done in a long time. Long time. Gotta give this a 10. Absolutely have to give this a 10. I feel like if I don't, then I'm just gonna be in deep trouble from a lot of you. So this definitely gets a 10 out of 10 for me, for this episode. All right, let's get into production notes, and then we're going to get into the reception and basically everything that goes with this episode. So the episode premiered, I already mentioned the date, July 23rd, 2025, but it premiered less than a day after Stone and Parker signed a $1.5 billion deal with Paramount. In a thank you message to the CEO and COO of Paramount, Parker said that they are, and I quote, "focused on building something special and doing whatever it takes to bring championships to this city," unquote. While 430,000 viewers watched the original airing on Comedy Central, the episode reached number one status on Paramount Plus as word began to spread about its content. Cross-platform, the episode's ratings were reportedly a record high since 1999. So now we're going to get to receptions. Stuart Heritage from The Guardian called the episode a grand dare from Parker and Stone for Trump to sue them. He added, quote, "Considering that South Park has always been known for its unvarnished satire and for an extraordinarily responsive production process that allows it to comment on events almost until the moment of broadcast, the first episode of its 27th season always had the potential to sting. And since that first episode, entitled Sermon on the Mount, is a scorching critique of both Paramount's cowardice and Trump's eagerness to ride roughshod over his own voters, sting it does. Unquote. Alan Sippenwall, a writer for the Rolling Stone, lauded the episode's scathing critique of the American president, writing, and I quote, "At precarious moments like this, certain things need to be said out loud, even if they're being packaged with juvenile dick jokes. When so many of their peers are too scared to offer even a mealy-mouthed version of criticism, Parker, Stone, and South Park just went for it," unquote. Joe Rogan praised the episode on his podcast, describing it as hilarious, and called South Park the greatest show of all time. And now to the Republicans. Because obviously the Trump administration had to have a comment. They were very critical, highly critical, I should say, of the episode. An administration source reported to Deadline Hollywood that Trump was seething over the childish attack by South Park. Taylor Rogers, the White House assistant press secretary, issued a statement to Rolling Stone and USA Today in response to the episode. And I quote, "The left's hypocrisy truly has no end. For years, they have come after South Park for what they labeled as offense content, but suddenly they are praising the show. Just like the creators of South Park, the left has no authentic or original content, which is why their popularity continues to hit record lows. This show hasn't been relevant for over 20 years and is hanging on by a thread with uninspired ideas in a desperate attempt for attention. President Trump has delivered on more promises in just 6 months than any other president in our country's history. And no fourth-rate show can derail President Trump's hot streak," unquote. Okay. This is where Taylor Rogers and the entire administration misses out on this. This is not a left-wing thing. This isn't a right-wing thing. This is Parker and Stone being Parker and Stone. They have gone for anybody and everybody. Does not matter what political affiliation you are with. They are going to go after you one way or another. That's the beauty of a show like South Park. Whereas, if you watch The Simpsons or if you watch Family Guy, they will go after a little more for the right as of late, but they have gone for the left at times. Whereas with King of the Hill, they go a little more against the left than they do the right. With South Park, with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they don't give a flying fuck who the president is. Do not give a damn, you know, what party is running the country. If they're going to go after you, they're going to go after you. You know, like, there have been some celebrities who they have made fun of, and I've talked about it on this show, who have said, you know, it's an honor to be made fun of on South Park. Like, if I knew South Park was going to make fun of me in an episode, even if it's wrong, I would still consider it an honor to be made fun of. That just means you're in it. You're in, basically, is how I take it. And, you know, it's just, they missed the boat entirely on this. They really did. And I think Honestly, I think that's been every administration since this show began. From Clinton to Bush to Obama to Trump the first time around to Biden and now to Trump the second time around. They're going to go after whoever they want. They do not care. They do not give a damn. And if you don't like it, too fucking bad. They just completely missed it on that one. Really did. And the whole thing with the whole left, they've made fun of the left multiple times. Multiple times. All right, let's go to IMDb and see what they thought of this week's episode. Over 14,000 users have given this episode a rating. And the IMDb rating for Sermon on the Mount is a 9.3 out of 10. To break it down, over 9,000 people have given this a 10. That's going to be the score I give this week's episode. Over 1,000 people have given this episode a 9. Almost 1,000 people have given this episode a 1. Oh boy, I can't wait to get into some of the negative reviews here. But all in all, this is just a wonderful episode. Wonderful episode. Now, this is probably one of the more reviewed episodes in this show's history, at least here on IMDb. There is over 150 reviews. Obviously, I am not going to read all 150 plus reviews. Instead, I'm just going to pick some here and there. I'll read some of the 10 out of 10s, and then if there are any negative reviews, obviously, I will read the negative reviews. So, let's start at the top of the page here with MDelMonaco-41083, who wrote, "Brilliant. A true piece of art. These guys are the real deal. When you see the word Maverick, you think of Trey Stone and Matt Parker. Genius writing. Genius animation. The ending PSA was one of the most shocking moments in television history. I couldn't believe what I was watching as I was laughing uncontrollably. Thank you. Thank you so much, Trey and Matt. You guys are true heroes." Okay, so yeah, I want to go back real quick and talk about that last scene. So, the ending scene was originally presumed to be fully deepfaked, primarily because Parker and Stone's artificial intelligence company, Deep Voodoo, was included in the credits. Later, behind-the-scenes photos were released showing the scene being filmed, although multiple sources reported that deepfaking was used in the scene in order to make the actor playing Trump look more realistically like Trump. Also want to mention, and I forgot to talk about this in the production notes, in addition to being reviewed by Paramount Global Standards and Practices Department, executive producer Ann Garofino and Paramount COO Keys Hill Edgar asked co-CEOs Chris McCarthy, George Cheeks, and Brian Robbins to review the episode, since it would likely upset the Trump administration. The co-CEOs approved the episode but wanted Parker and Stone to describe the review to Sherry Redstone. Having not seen the episode, she trusted the co-CEOs' judgment, allowing the episode to be broadcast. David Ellison, who would become Paramount's CEO after their merger with Skydance Media closed, was told before the episode aired that it would be disparaging to Donald Trump. All right, let's go to another one. Let's go to William Goslin 1, who wrote, "Funniest episode of the show in years. Truly, I hope we get to see every last one of those 50 episode and PSAs." Well, we don't. "I loved all the callback to earlier South Park, and overall the plot was amazing. The Cartman storyline was great. The inclusion of every character was great, actually, especially the one who wears a suit. Actually, there's a lot of people that wear suits. Anyway, I'm going to read this one. This is from Ardnail, who writes, "This was the most loaded South Park episode since probably Muhammad, and really surpasses it. While clearly Paramount didn't know what they were about to get hit with a $1.5 billion contract, and the first episode is a giant middle finger to their merger, to canceling free speech via lawsuit, and calling out that the 2016 president is not the same one in office now. Just so much depth that people who voted three times for T or protested against him will get as long as they have had a finger on the pulse of how absolutely nonsensical everything political has been. I honestly haven't laughed that hard in so long. The Iraq-Iran joke, Saddam hit Iraq, T hit Iran, down to the goodbye at the end from Butters and Cartman, they knew what they were doing and carefully crafted every step to create the biggest response on a company that has created a lot of issues for South Park, while also calling out common issues of WTF everyone shares, regardless of who you voted for. Epic, just epic. I hope their goodbye doesn't happen, but to be honest, I'll be shocked if it doesn't. Don't worry, they're going to be fine." All right, let's find some negative reviews. And we do have some 1 out of 10 ratings here. Let's start with IMDb fan -682364, who wrote, "I believe South Park basically became what they always hated. Their only joke is about Trump. Ha ha, small pee-pee. As if we didn't hear that one 1.5 billion times before." Oh, I see what this person did there. "Back in 2005, after Team America, World Police, Matt and Trey were interviewed, and the interview is currently on the BBC website. One of the questions they had was that of all political targets to make fun of in the movie, George W. Bush was not one of them. They responded exactly, 'You want to see Bush bashing in America? You only have to walk about 10 feet to find it. Trey and I are always attracted to what other people aren't doing. Frankly, that wasn't the movie we wanted to make.' 20 years and $1.5 billion later, Norm MacDonald's words still ring true." Whatever that is, I don't know what the warning is. All right. Dave Sigmachi wrote, "I have zero problem with them going after Trump. There's always plenty of political stuff to go after, and it's usually been entertaining when they've done it in the past from time to time. My problem is that the writing just seemed lazy with this one. We are so used to clever satire. Their digs have always ranged from subtle to completely not subtle. However, they've almost always seemed clever and not relying on lame jokes that have been out there for over a decade now. So, I'm not in any way upset that they went after Trump, but they spent 2/3 of the episode on a small penis joke? Did Kathy Griffin time travel from 2017 and feed them the jokes for this episode? Did they just skim the comments on Reddit to come up with the material? 4 out of 10 because the first part of the episode seemed decently promising before becoming a trope." Ooh. All right. Okay. Here is a most recent review. And what I mean by most recent is this was written December the 10th, 2025, from Spidey JJC, who wrote, "This was originally funny when it premiered, but with the same jokes being repeated throughout the season and the topics already irrelevant, this episode is a turd sandwich. This arc dragged on for way too long and really wasn't that funny to begin with. At the time of premiere, people were probably just excited for South Park to add a new spin on Trump, which led to good initial reviews. However, over time, the jokes got old and just dragged on." All right. Let's read one more negative review, and then we'll go back and finish up on a positive review. We'll read this one. This is from Trebor Bassett, who wrote, "This episode just wasn't funny. Did any one of these people rating it actually watch it? I'm thinking a lot of them saw the clip on YouTube or even just heard that it was anti-Trump and then came to give a 10 automatically. I don't like Trump, and I'm not even American, so I don't care about that. I just want it to be funny. Let's have a look at what the episode itself was actually like. It starts off kind of okay for the first few minutes, but then immediately goes downhill when you realize they retconned the previous 7 seasons in which they tried to lampoon Trump by making Mr. Garrison a weird gay trans character run for election. I actually think they expected Trump to lose the 2016 election. They actually did. They actually did think he was going to lose the election. So when he won, they had written themselves into a corner, but they had to stick with it with results which were never particularly funny or good satire. I think now, after Trump being reelected again, they had to just get rid of all of the previous plot and pretend it never happened because it wasn't working as a method to make fun of Trump. But then they pulled out a pretty much carbon copy of the Saddam Hussein episodes, not even attempting to change it. It didn't work because it wasn't relevant or accurate. It was just a copy of what they did before for someone else. There is so much you could make fun of with Trump. It's an endless source of comedic material, but they went with, he has a small penis. Over and over for the rest of the episode. That's it. That's the joke. That's the episode. The Carmen Butter subplot didn't really work either. It's not believable, because Cartman's motivation has never been to be edgy. In previous seasons, he firmly believes what he says and wants to convince others. Butters is basically a non-entity in this episode. He just turns up and exists next to Cartman, robbed of any personality he previously had. I honestly think this episode might have been written by AI. It's just a mixture of South Park-ish elements from previous seasons, but with personality transplants for everyone, even PC Principal. Truly an episode written by manatees. Remember that time? If this wasn't written by AI, then perhaps Matt and Trey have really just given up. Or perhaps this is their attempt to repent for what their show used to be. They might feel somehow responsible for Trump being elected twice. Okay, I wouldn't go that far. They're responsible. Oh my god. Let's read one more positive review. I think we're going to go to Richard V-38, who wrote, "Sermon on the Mount feels like a return to South Park's golden era. Fearless, irrelevant, and refreshingly balanced in its satire. No political group is spared. Whether you're left, right, Democrat, Republican, or something in between, this episode reminds us that comedy can and should bring us together through brutal honesty and shared laughter. The jokes are sharp, the commentary timely, and the visuals some of the most outrageous in South Park history. From NPR cancellation to a deep fake Trump PSA involving Satan and surreal nudity, it's absurd in all the right ways. And despite, or because of, its chaos, there's a surprising amount of catharsis here." There's one other paragraph. "This is South Park at its best, taking no prisoners, pointing fingers in every direction, and making us laugh until it hurts." So, with this episode, and Trey and Matt, I'm going to say it now. Trey and Matt have said it in interviews since this episode first aired. The whole Trump thing was going to be a one-time thing. It was going to be one time, and that was it. They were not going to do it again. However, because of the popularity and the positive response that they got to keep going. And you know what? I kind of don't blame them for that. All right, let's get to the plugs. You can follow the show on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, SharksPond97. You can follow us on Instagram, SharksPondPodcast. And join the Facebook group, SharksPond, a South Park podcast, where you can join other fans to discuss past and present South Park episodes. And check out our friends at SMB, a South Park review, where they watch, discuss, and review classic South Park episodes. Next time around, going to be reviewing one of the more recent controversial episodes of South Park. And it's not controversial for the reasons you would think it is. And I'm also going to be getting a lot off my chest on this next episode, because I will be reviewing Got a Nut. That is next time, right here on Sharks Pond, a South Park podcast. I'm Bill. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all next time.